Restoring My Soul, Monday the 11th of August, The Expression of Man. Let us now consider the faculties which pertain to our soul. These capacities include our will, our mind, and our emotions, and they influence how we behave, make decisions, communicate, and interpret our environment in and through our body. Who we are, or want to be, is expressed through the faculties of our soul. That which belongs to our spirit is communicated through our soul. Having been made either male or female, our soul will have a distinctly masculine or feminine expression, respectively. The masculine expression of a man's soul conveys his identity according to the unique emotions, affections, and perceptions that pertain to his expression as a man, brother, and father. The same principle applies to the feminine expression of a woman. The faculties of our body, which include our senses, physical capacities, and appetites, are the means by which our soul expresses itself within the physical, material, and biological world. We communicate and relate with one another through the utilization of our body with its physical expression and capacities. The expression of our soul through our physical body needs to be governed by our spirit, otherwise our soul can be tied to the various appetites and desires of our body. When this happens, a person endeavors to know themselves through what they do in their physical body, either through the exercise of their fleshly capacities or through the information collected through their senses. Our soul is revived as our spirit clings to the Word of God and to our fellowship with the Lord in one spirit with Him. Gender, male or female, is essential to every individual's identity. In the same way that Yahweh Elohim created the first man and woman as male and female respectively, when a child is conceived within the womb of their mother, the gender of their spirit, that is, identity, soul and body, is determined by the seed of their father. According to that seed, a person is either exclusively male or exclusively female in their spirit, soul and body. The references used in today's devotions are Psalm 119, verse 25, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27, and 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. For further study, Psalm 34.